Greetings of the day, children, and welcome to the first module of class 8 mathematics, chapter 11 mensuration. Let us begin with the introduction of this chapter. We have learned that for a closed plane figure, the perimeter is the distance around its boundary and its area is the region covered by it. We found the area and perimeter of various plane figures such as triangles, rectangles, circles, etc. We have also learned to find the area of pathways or borders in rectangular shapes. In this chapter, we will try to solve problems related to perimeter and area of other plane closed figures like quadrilaterals. We will also learn about surface area and volume of solids such as cube, cuboid and cylinder. Let us take an example to review our previous knowledge. This is a figure of a rectangular park whose length is 30 meters and width is 20 meters. So what is the total length of the fence surrounding it? First question is, what is the total length of the fence surrounding it? Question number 2, how much land is occupied by the park? Question number 3, there is a path of 1 meter width running inside along the perimeter of the park that has to be cemented. If 1 bag of cement is required to cement 4 meter square area, how many bags of cement would be required to construct the cemented path? So let us answer these questions one by one. So first question was, what is the total length of the fence surrounding it? To find the length of the fence, we need to find the perimeter of this park, which is 100 meters. Perimeter is 100 meters. How much land? Question number 2 was, how much land is occupied by the park? To find the land occupied by this park, we need to find the area of this park, which is 600 square meters. Okay. And question number 3 was, how many bags of cement would be required to construct the cemented path? So we can say that the number of cement bags used will be equal to area of the path divided by area cemented by 1 bag. So area of the cemented path is equals to area of park minus area of park not cemented. Path is 1 meter wide, so the rectangular area not cemented is 30 minus 2 into 20 minus 2 meter square. That is 28 into 18 meter square. Hence, the number of cement bags used is equals to (30 × 20 − 28 × 18)/4, which is equals to 600 − 504/4, which is equals to 96/4, which gives us 24. Therefore, number of cement bags used is equals to 24. There are two rectangular flower beds of size. Question number 4. There are two rectangular flower beds of size 1.5 meter into 2 meter. Each in the park as shown in the diagram 11.1. And the rest has grass on it. Find the area covered by grass. So area of the rectangular beds is equals to, so there are two rectangular beds of dimensions 1.5 × 2. So the area of the rectangular beds is equals to 2 × 1.5 × 2, so 2 × 3, that is 6 meter square. Area of the rectangular beds is equals to 6 meter square. Area of the park left after cementing the path is equals to this we have found earlier, so it is 504. meter square, 504 meter square. Area covered by the grass will be equal to 504 meter square minus 6 meter square. So we can find the area covered by the grass is 498 meter square. Area covered by the grass is 498 meter square. We can find areas of geometrical shapes other than rectangles also if certain measurements are given to us. Try to recall and match the following. So a table is given with three columns, namely diagram, shape and area. So diagram and shape are already matched. The diagram and their names are already matched. We have to match the area. So area of the rectangle is A into B. Area of the square is A into A. Area of the triangle is half into B into H. Area of parallelogram is B into H. And area of the circle is pi B square. Now there is a question at the bottom. Can you write an expression for the perimeter for each of the above shapes? So we have studied the perimeter of these shapes earlier, so we can write. So you will write the perimeter of these shapes on your own. Area of trapezium. Nazma owns a plot near a main road. Unlike some other rectangular plots in her neighborhood, the plot has only one pair of parallel opposite sides. So it is nearly a trapezium in shape. Can you find out its area? Let us name the vertices of this plot as shown in figure 11.3. By drawing EC parallel to AB, we can divide it into two parts, one of the rectangular shape and the other of triangular shape, which is right angled at C, as shown in the figure 11.3. So area of triangle ECD is equals to half H into C, which is equals to half into 12 into 10, that is 60 meter square. And area of rectangle ABCE is equals to H into A, which is equals to 12 into 20. 12 into 20 is 240 meter square. Area of trapezium ABDE is equals to area of triangle ECD plus area of rectangle ABCE, which is equals to 60 plus 240, which is equals to 300 meter square. We can write the area by combining the two areas and write the area of trapezium as area of ABDE is equals to half into H into C plus H into A, which is equals to, we can take the H common, which is equals to H into C by 2 plus A. H into C by 2 plus A. Now taking the LCM in the bracket, we get H into C plus 2A by 2. Now this 2A can be split as A plus A. So H into C plus A by 2. Now C plus A can be written as B. So it becomes H into B plus A by 2. So ultimately we get height into sum of parallel sides by 2. Height into sum of parallel sides by 2. By substituting the values of H, B and A in this expression, we find H B plus A, H into B plus A by 2 is equals to 300 meter square. So to find the area of trapezium, we need to know the length of the parallel sides and the perpendicular distance between these two parallel sides. Half the product of the sum of the length of parallel sides and the perpendicular distance between them gives the area of trapezium. Area of general quadrilateral. A general quadrilateral can be split into two triangles by drawing one of its diagonals. This triangulation helps us to find a formula for any general quadrilateral. Study the figure 11.10. Okay, in figure 11.10, a quadrilateral is general quadrilateral is given, and the diagonal is drawn, and the two perpendicular distances are given, h1 and h2. So area of quadrilateral ABCD is equals to area of triangle ABC plus area of triangle ADC, which is equals to half into AC into h1 plus half into AC into h2. So half into AC we are taking common, so in brackets we have h1 plus h2. So half AC into h1 plus h2. Now AC is the diagonal, so we can write half D into h1 plus h2, where D denotes the length of the diagonal AC. Area of special quadrilaterals. We can use the same method of splitting into triangles, which we called triangulation, to find a formula for the area of a rhombus. In figure 11.13, ABCD is a rhombus, therefore its diagonals are perpendicular bisector of each other. So area of rhombus ABCD is equals to area of triangle ACD plus area of triangle ABC. So half into AC into OD plus half into AC into OB is equals to half into AC into OD plus OB, which is equals to half into AC into BD, which is equals to half into D1 into D2, where AC is equals to D1 and BD is equals to D2. In other words, area of rhombus is half the product of its diagonals. Area of rhombus is half the product of its diagonals. Area of a polygon. We split a quadrilateral into triangles and find its area. Similar method can be used to find the area of polygon. Observe the following for a pentagon, figure 11.15, 11.16. By constructing two diagonals AC and AD, the pentagon ABCDE is divided into three parts. So area A of ABCDE is equals to area of triangle ABC plus area of triangle ACD plus area of triangle AED. By constructing one diagonal AD, okay, so in figure 11.16, by constructing one diagonal AD and two perpendiculars BF and CG on its pentagon ABCDE is divided into four parts. So area of ABCDE is equals to area of right angle triangle AFB plus area of trapezium BFGC plus area of right angle triangle CGD plus area of triangle AED. Okay, so this is how we can find the area of polygons by dividing it into different parts. Thank you.